From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshon Ratanpal. The 2025 Missouri budget is set to be heard on the state Senate floor this week. The Senate Appropriations Committee's budget proposal adds spending to the House version and slightly exceeds the governor's original proposal of $52.7 billion. Filibusters by members of the Freedom Caucus, a group of conservative senators, dominated the Senate floor yesterday. Republican Senator Denny Hoskins is a member of the caucus. He was removed from the Appropriations Committee earlier this year as punishment for repeated Freedom Caucus filibusters.
When the budget does come up, I plan on going line by line and going through each budget bill. I have several questions on several line items. These are questions I would have asked as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
The legislature is constitutionally mandated to pass a balanced budget by May 10th. A plan by Kansas lawmakers to build new stadiums to incentivize two Missouri sports teams to move to the state has expired. A bill allowing Kansas officials to authorize at least $1 billion in bonds to finance new stadiums for the KC Chiefs and Royals did not get brought up for a vote before the legislature's annual session adjourned today. Legislators began working on the bill after Kansas City voters refused to approve a tax that maintains the complex where the Chiefs and Royals play. There is still some hope for the plan. Governor Laura Kelly says she may call a special session to pass a new tax bill, as she is likely to veto the one approved by the legislature. Lawmakers in support of the stadium plan say it could be reconsidered during the special session. Missouri residents will get another chance to vote this November on a ballot measure increasing Kansas City police funding. As Salisa Kalakal reports from Kansas City, the state Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the original results were invalid.
The proposed constitutional amendment required Kansas City to raise funding for the KCPD to 25% of its general revenue. The vote passed in November 2022. However, the Supreme Court found that the fiscal summary for the original ballot question was inaccurate and misled voters. The language stated that the measure would have no additional cost or savings. The court ruled that summary was not fair. The auditor's full fiscal note found that the mandate would cost Kansas City about $37 million per year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Salisa Kalakal.
A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found 25 to 54-year-old rural Americans die from natural causes at a higher rate than their urban counterparts. Cancer and heart disease were the leading causes of natural deaths among men and women. But researchers found women were a driving force behind the overall increase. Mary Gowen, a professor at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center, says maternity care deserts are one reason for the discrepancy.
So I think that's a big deal to me in my work, and also just a big deal across a lot of the states that have these higher rates of pregnancy-related deaths.
The study also shows disease prevalence rates for women grew more compared to men. I'm Harshon Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.